Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos from Cannes Film Festival 2018. Today we're talking to John Travolta about the film Gotti and the 40th anniversary of Grease celebrated here in Cannes. John, you've been 7 years in the making of Gotti. It wasn't easy, right?
It wasn't easy. Went through four different casts, four different scripts, four different directors, and it was a miracle that we're here. But I knew that if we did it well, we could pull it off. I love anything that's a challenge, and this not only became a challenge to play as an actor, but it became a challenge to get made as a movie, where I secretly thought, this is the movie that should be made first, because it's so obvious that you put my name with a Gotti name. It's Italian. It reeks of a story that should be told. But I don't know how odd, you know, Hollywood can be odd.
Have you ever faced the moral debate about playing a character who is a villain, who is a monster?
You know, people have said, are you uncomfortable playing a gangster? And I said, I don't need to be comfortable. I need to be confident. I wasn't comfortable in Pulp Fiction shooting someone's head and it landing on my face, or shooting a paralyzed, but I was confident in how to portray that. So, you know, there's a difference, and you know, an actor doesn't have to be comfortable, nor should they sometimes be comfortable.
You're here to celebrate Grease, too. How would you describe this phenomenon in a few words?
Summer loving had me a blast. It is one of the films I'm most proud of because it has given a gift to every generation. It enjoys it. It becomes timeless. It's a phenomenon of a film, because I don't know of any other movie that has the timelessness that movie has. Young people, 4 years old, 5 years old, think it was done recently.
Did you see it coming, the success of Grease?
The only one that I saw coming a little bit was Grease, because it was such a successful Broadway show and theater production, and I had done it, and I had seen the reaction it created. Other than that, I couldn't have predicted Saturday Night Fever or Urban Cowboy or... you know, you just do these things and they catch on. Now, I, as a child, I was always obsessed with pop culture, meaning I like the latest and the newest thing, you know, so maybe there's something to do.
John, you're a true American icon. How do you see America today? Is it so divided as we see it?
Well, no, I think that you have to, again, have the ability to differentiate and separate what is promoted to you vis-a-vis press and news and what the actual sentiment is. And I think it's almost impossible nowadays to really navigate through the differences. So I can't give you an honest answer there, because I wouldn't want to take for face value what I hear, because there's so many levels of truth that maybe the truth is a little bit of that truth, a little bit of that, then at the end of the day, you have a collage or a mosaic of what the real truth is. But it took that mosaic to get to the actual truth.
Thank you, John Travolta, talking about Gotti and Grease. I'm David Matos from Cannes. This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.